Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hey, time has changed. Time has got me in a time warp. Time is needing to be changed, and changes need to be done for certain things. And most important thing is, how can you make a change in your community, where you live, in your state that you reside in? Number one thing is to vote. And this show is not to represent and not to, support any individual candidate. It's about you do one thing, is to vote and make your voice known so you will have a voice that will count. So that's the first thing you have to do, to change the way things are happening in America and in society around the world today. I want to say thank you all for taking out your time calling in. Let's just go right at it. I have an individual who is trying to do some things, and she needs help from everyone. And this is where a lot of the politicians who are running their campaigns, and you need to vote tomorrow, is that she is making herself available to try to show the world how your vote can count, especially on a local level. Some of the mayors or council men or women maybe win by 2 or 3 votes. She is the lookout lady, Miss Trisha Bailey. Let me get her on. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
What's up?
Thank you for having me on your show today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Cool. Hey, let me just ask you, you have a character that you are working with, and a superhero individual that's looking out for people, but everyone can look out for themselves, obviously, and everyone can perhaps look out for those they love in their surrounding communities. Why vote, Trisha?
Because, Tom, your vote counts, and what goes on in your community, what goes on in the world. Also, because if you have an issue with something, you can vote because you have a say-so, you have a voice. So you vote because it counts, and it counts for who you put in there also. So it's very important that you get out and vote.
Obviously, you've been working real closely with the community, the schools.
Yes, I have.
And this is another thing why you should vote tomorrow, because not only are you voting for maybe your city council person or a mayor, you might be talking about some of the city ordinances. You're talking maybe about schools, okay, and maybe, being able to give them some needed funds. Is that also a reason to vote?
Yes, I just think that it's very important because it makes changes in your community. And the person that you, like I said, the person that you put in there has an important role also. I think that it's very vital and very necessary that we get out because it's where all the decisions are made on everything that you do, even to the type of lifestyle you live and also how you, you do things in a community and how things get done and ran in your city or your state.
Well, thank you so much. Now, this show is going to be short, and it's going to be pretty much like a little marshmallow chat fire. I want to bring on some people just to kind of just challenge America. I don't care where you live, the city or the state that you represent, and I don't say that demeaningly, but the thing is that we have the privilege, okay, to be able to represent our own self. And number one thing is, like Churchill was just saying, is you have to at least represent yourself first, and that is through voting. I'm going to bring on individual, and Churchill, stay on, okay?
Okay.
650-766. Why do you vote?
Greetings. This is
Greetings.
Greetings.
Oh, my goodness. We're in the honor of a queen. Excuse me.
Thank you. Thanks for having
can you, you know, and obviously I know you're busy, and thank you for being on the show. But can you give a challenge out to some of the individuals and especially people of, you know, all nationalities and all hues of color? But the thing is, for some, it took 100 years to be able to do what we take for granted today. Can you just tell me, why should we vote?
It is essential that we vote because, you know, we have so many of our ancestors who died in order for us to vote, who fought very hard. And, you know, interesting enough, we're still fighting for the right to vote. In so many states, you have to have an ID, and then in some states, they're removing the areas, the Department of Vehicles, where you can get your ID. They're closing them down and making it more difficult for people to vote. So the challenge to vote is still an issue to this day. And it's essential that we vote in all areas, and in particular in small communities where the vote really, really counts sometimes more than the larger population. When you only have, for example, in Athonia, I think there's only 1,000 people who are registered to vote, and out of those 1,000, you might get 300 that show up. That's a small percentage. So it makes a difference when everybody comes out to vote and not take it for granted that the person that you are supporting is going to win.
I want you to hang on there. I have an individual who knows exactly why I asked him to come on, and he does this out of the love for, you know, community. It's just like, obviously, Dr. Nabantu, it's in your DNA, and it's something you can't really tell anyone. If it's not in it, in you, you know, you can't really explain why you do what you do after hours, after work. But I have this individual that, you know, I know he's very busy. 404-583. Is this Mr. Bobby Howard?
Yes, it is. Hello, Mr. Livesey. How are you tonight?
I am outstanding, and thank you. I know you're extremely busy, and you're, you know, doing the campaigning for everything else, but I just want you to give just a thrust and a challenge for individuals around the country as Americans, and especially on the local level. Now, can you give your description of who you are?
Well, actually, Bobby Howell, just basically an ordinary citizen. I happen to serve in the capacity as Mayor Pro Tem of the city of Snellville right now. And, you know, tomorrow's election day, not only here, but throughout the state and the country. And voting is one of those things that I take very prideful. You know, men and women died for the right for me to be able to cast my ballot freely. And I think it's very something I take very seriously. And I wish, honestly, to be frank, I wish more people did. But unfortunately, that is not the case. But I want to encourage all that want to be a part of their be an active part of their community. That's the first active way that they can join their community, is to get out and go vote for whatever they want to vote for. At least they can go vote. And the old adage is that, and pardon my candor here, it says, you know, basically, if you don't vote, don't bitch.
Well, hey, Trisha, how about that?
I like that one. He's definitely right. You don't have a voice if you don't vote.
And this is the lookout lady. She's created a character and a superhero as far as looking out for, you know, those who need a voice to be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, he's a bashful young man, obviously. But he is, like I say, with the, city council of Snellville, Georgia. But isn't it very important, Bobby, especially on a local level, to be able, because, you know, I might not see the president at Waffle House, but I might see you. And if I see you, if I have a question about the traffic light or need a stop sign here and there, isn't it something that the immediate responses of voting that you can see the results immediately?
Oh, absolutely. You know, to have somebody that you can, you know, have as a neighbor, you know, you might live next door to that person. But just to have, you know, like myself, I don't have access to the President of the United States, but everybody has access to their local community leaders and their elected officials, and that's something I take very seriously. And, you know, we have a lot of opportunity to do a lot of good when we have the support of the community, and honestly, we need the community to be a part of this. And we can do so much more many things, you know, with that community involvement. So I always encourage that.
Well, Mr. Howard, I know you're extremely busy. I mean, well, I would love to keep you mic'd up where if you can stay on or whatnot, but I was just calling to, you know, just encourage people, no matter what state, whatever city that you live in, it starts from the home, from the front porch, isn't that right?
And, yes, absolutely.
I mean, although there's an avalanche might be happening in Alaska, and we hope everybody's okay. It doesn't really mean anything to people in Latonia or Snellville or, you know, Grayson or, you know, Metro Atlanta, you know, immediately. But still, the voting is the ability to have roads, right? Schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
roads,
everything
schools,
else.
Now, I mean,
what's going on?
I mean, it's all.
What's going on? What other than the city council? I know you're not at risk. But this tomorrow, there may be city ordinances and other kind of school situations or what?
Well, you know, there's all kind of things that can crop up from, you know, a local election. I mean, you know, elections have consequences. And another reason to get involved in your local city and county, and, you know, you can be an effective participant, but the first thing you have to do to be able to do that is to go vote. So I want to encourage everybody to go vote tomorrow if their city or county is having an election, and that's the first right that we all get to exercise. And, you know, remember that men and women have died for that right, and take it serious and be proudful when you, be proud when you go cast that ballot. So it's you and only you can do that. Nobody can force you to vote. But nobody can take that vote away from you either but you. So by not voting, you essentially vote for something else. So I want to do that, encourage everybody. And, Tom, I want to thank you for everything that you do. You're a great American, and I appreciate the time to come out. And you're right, I'm running 100 miles an hour, so I'm going to have to say goodnight. And God bless the United States of America.
Amen. Well, we got the mayor of Latonia. If you want to listen just real quick, I'm going to throw her up if you just want to say hello, if you don't mind.
Well, I'll certainly say hello.
770-482. Is this the Mayor Jackson of Latonia, Georgia?
Yes, it is. Good evening.
Well, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor Jackson.
Yes, good evening. It's a pleasure to be here, and hello to the listening audience. Yeah, I just heard the last part of the comment. Voting is so important in our communities, and it's very necessary that people become more civically engaged and select the type of leadership that they want.
Well,
Mayor Jackson,
I
couldn't agree
Howard,
with you more.
Announcement from Snellville, Georgia, and it's like I say, it's just well, he's challenging, and I'm sure you're challenging. Everyone's challenging. Look out, ladies, looking out. And she can't look out for everyone until you look out for yourself. And that's to start to vote. Mr. Howard, can you say hello to Mayor Jackson?
Yeah, hello, Mayor Jackson. I certainly happy to meet you, albeit via the wavelength there. But I think you're absolutely right. People need to be civically engaged, and I hope that they'll take not only my advice but yours and others that want to challenge people to get out there and do that. So, but anyway, it was very nice talking to you. And, Tom, as always, thank you.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Unfortunately,
hey,
I've got to run.
Hey, slow down. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. You're my hero.
All right, buddy. See you, buddy.
One love. Merritt Jackson, I have an individual that's been around the country, and he's doing a lot of different things, just like the Luckout Lady, and I think you might be interested in hearing what he has to say, if you don't mind.
Okay, I just want to say, you know, my time is a little limited because I do have a
cat. I know, we're
going to
get...
That I just, okay.
770-668. Welcome to the show. Why do you vote Larry DeVille? The funniest man in the world.
Well, I appreciate that. How you doing, Mayor?
Yes, I'm doing well.
Hear about a lot of great things you all are doing on Latonia, and it's a pleasure to share airways with you. I vote, and I'm very active, simply for many reasons, but mainly before our youth. I think... our youth, sometimes they get the short end of the stick, especially if we don't do everything we can to ensure that they're educated properly and that they're taught the skills that will, you know, get them through life, you know. So I think that's gravely important. It's kind of sad. It's unfortunate that we don't have the old spirit of grandma and big mama and big daddy from back in the day when I was coming up, and a lot of kids miss out on it, so... I think those of us who are engaged should definitely not forget them.
Well, I would agree that is. I think that as a community, we have a role to play in terms of helping to educate the children. So many of us learn things because we did listen to Big Mama and other community elders. And so we have to now step up and continue that example and just get young folks engaged, because I find that when I go out and speak with them, I mean, they're really very interested in being a part of what's happening, and so we have to do a better job of creating those forums so that they can, in fact, participate, because they have really brilliant ideas, and most of what we're talking about doing is long-term, so they're going to be the beneficiaries of our efforts, but they need to be part of the planning process so that they have ownership of it as well.
Absolutely. Couldn't say it better myself. And, so I'm hoping that we'll see some change in that area, especially when it comes to schools and our kids getting, so many of our kids getting kicked out of school for whatever reason without plans to assist them. It's like, you know, you just kick them out and we don't really put things in place to ensure that they can stay in.
Mm-hmm.
No. At least that's what
I'm doing. Mayor Jackson.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and why are you trying to run again to be a part and lead the city of Latonia? And I was telling the Lookout Lady earlier today, Latonia, if you look at the terminology of it, is the city of granite. So you must be a hard stone to roll.
Well, I would say that I'm a very committed person, and I'd
okay.
like to be able to complete, you know, things that have been started. So I'm actually coming to the end of my first term in office and decided to run again because there's still work that needs to be done. I think that, you know, we've gotten a lot of progress. We've had some great initiatives, and many of those things have just started to come to fruition. And so in terms of not having to start all over again, I think continuity is really important. And so that's the primary reason why I'm running again. And I think that the city, given where it is, really needs a strong advocate, someone that is going to take strong positions and advocate for the interests of the community and not promote self-interest.
Right.
Exactly. I have a question for her, Tom.
Sure.
Yes, Mayor Jackson. What do you see the future plans of Latonia, and how are you planning on making changes with that?
Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, I think the overall goal of the city has been for some time, and, you know, and I started working with the city before I even moved into the city. So this has really been a labor of love and a passion of helping to create a community that's really viable economically and sustainable, in that the desires of the community in terms of having improved housing, looking for ways of creating new jobs in the community are necessary. And so while the first term had been primarily focused on really kind of laying the foundation for some things, and there were a couple of things that need to be straightened out because we've had so much turnover in the city over the years that it required some time to just to bring a level of stability. And so the goal for the second term is to actually go out and identify those resources that are needed to implement the community's vision. And so that has to do with redeveloping the Lithonia Plaza that sits in the heart of the city, as well as expanding partnerships to be able to do a farmer's market. I mean, there's been a lot of interest, because even though part of Lithonia might, you know, is considered to be an area of wealth, there are so many areas that are considered a food desert. So we want to have a farmer's market here in the community to really ensure that people have healthy and nutritious food, because fundamentally, I think health is really essential in terms of a good quality of life.
Well, listen, Mayor, I know you have to go. And I, and this is where we will end, is that we have Dr. Natumbu, is that she is, and you've been very supportive of her with the Collard Green Cultural Festival, and talk eating healthy throughout the holiday season. And that is probably something that she's going to maybe expand on after you have to leave on.
Okay.
But where is the voting location for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, for those who live in the city of Lithonia only, because there's a lot of people who have a Lithonia address, but those who live in the city limits, it's actually going to be at City Hall, which is 6920 Main Street. So we've moved the polling place. So if you used to vote at the Lithonia Middle School, the new polling place is now Lithonia City Hall, 6920 Main Street, right in front of the Wayfield Plaza.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for taking your time, because I know you have to go, and, you know, I hope to see you at your, you know, celebration tomorrow night.
Yes, so thank you so much. Yes, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much for the support, and, you know, let's continue to build community.
Thank you so much.
Thank
well,
you
love.
So much.
All right. All right. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Mayor Jack.
All right. Take care.
Bye
God
now.
Bless.
Now, Larry, I know you have to go as well, and now we have this is the Collard Green Festival. I think I talked to you about, Larry, in the past, the Collard Green Ice Cream. You know, and the mayor of Lithonia, okay, just like we had Bobby Howard, who represented Snellville. I think there's, I think someone else maybe want to talk, who's also another mayor. We're talking about health, and Larry, just like NFL, you know, play 60. You feel me?
Yeah.
Let's just ask, and Larry, can you hang on? Can you tell us a little bit, Dr. Tom, you know, Nabantu, about health?
Yeah. Well, one of the main focuses of the festival is to get our people to eat healthier and live healthier lifestyles. So we have a component called the Wellness Pavilion, where we bring alternative ways of healing that a lot of people don't know about. We know that the pharmaceutical company has not done the best job for many, many people in terms of healing and coming through whatever disease or ailments that they may have. So we try to focus on that, and we get them there because, you know, most people, no matter what ethnic group, enjoy eating collard greens. And the collard green ice cream is one of the healthiest frozen desserts. It has no dairy in it. It has organic greens, Himalaya salt, a little bit of agave, and coconut cream and some other goodies in there that makes it palatable for most anybody. and it tastes like ice cream, and it's very, very healthy for us. So we focus on many health foods through collard greens. This year we had collard green lemonade, we had collard green burgers, we had collard green chips. I mean, and we can go on and on, but, you know, I like us. Mayor Jackson said, you know, to have a great life, you need to be healthy. And a lot of people they're so attracted to the commercials that tell you that all these fats are good for you when it's really not. So we're all about getting healthy and getting our people healthier to make, you know, it a better place for all of us on this planet.
Well, let me just tell you this. Although we had Mayor Jackson, she had to take off. We have Larry DeVille. Now, he's a kind of bashful person, too. This is one of the funniest men in the world. Most of the comedians that, you know, talking about the kings of comedy, used to, you know, borrow his limo. He is starting something. But he's also been very well-connected in the communities where he's also been, just like you, a doctor, from L.A. to New York to Georgia, Indianapolis. Be more positive. And
that's right.
He's working at, you know, trying to get these young men to learn how to, you know, appreciate and be respectful of others, the elder and the youth. And let them know that they're not by themselves. He made a mention of, you know, when they get kicked out of school, and, you know, you have one strike. It's almost like the World Series, you know. You know, you at least get three strikes, you know. Larry, but before that, Doctor, can you give your contact information quickly?
My email is NANKO. ANDA@gmail.com, and our hotline number is 678-828.
Okay, well, now, listen, Mr. Larry DeVille, you're coming out with something that I am, you know, and here's the thing, the triples, the triplets are on the phone. Trisha?
Yes?
Trisha?
Hey, Trisha, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Larry DeVille?
All right, thanks.
Hey, Fred V. Man, he's smiling at us, isn't he?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, Larry, I've been calling.
Larry, thanks. Can you talk a little bit? And I hope to have both of you all on a separate talk show this week. Larry, I know for, you know, the shortness of time that you have, can you talk just a little bit about, you know, your organization and maybe the other, you know, endeavor that you're creating?
Yeah, well, Be More Positive is based out of the need to, you know, have an alternative for school dropout. Our motto is, before you kick them out, let us help them out. I'm a former juvenile intensive probation officer and wanted to leave this system of locking them up to try to help, you know, help lift them up. One of the big things that I'm working on right now, which is something I haven't done ever, this year we bought a house in Indianapolis, a house where four people were murdered. Three women, three beautiful women and a child, a teenager. And we got so tired of that, we just decided to buy that house and turn it into a house of hope that we could bring about resources and mediation to try to impact the community. And we've been asked to do that all over in other parts of the country as well.
Now, tell me a little bit about the one-man.
Yeah, we got a one-man show coming called Project Rule 12. Project Rule 12 is, of course, if some of you all are from Gwinnett, you know that Rule 12 is when you're on the last leg of the discipline cycle. And from Rule 12, you get kicked out. So I have been working in this area trying to impact Rule 12 since 2002. And the experience that I had, Lord have mercy, I can only tell it through a one-man show. I can only tell it through a one-man show. And we also plan on doing a film on it. But we are working on that right now. It's going to be seen a lot throughout Atlanta, especially Gwinnett County, you know, with the hopes of getting people to truly understand that there is hope out there. It's not all doom and gloom. So the best way I can do it is through laughter. One man said, I heard somebody say that laughter is the shock absorber of life, and when the mouth is open with laughter, that is the best time to put in some food for thought. So that's what we're doing with this show.
Food.
Yes, sir. And you can find out more about it on my website at bemorepositive.net, BEMORE positive.net. It will be funny, but it's going to also make you cry and make you think. You know, I guarantee you. Thanks for asking me about that.
But thank you so much. Can you come back on this week?
I'm available whenever you ask me, and I'm here.
I love you, man.
I love you too, brother. And Trish, I look forward to talking to you again.
Oh, yes, you too, Larry. Thank you.
Okay.
678-776. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom, it's Mayor Allison. How are you doing?
Oh, wait a minute now. See, listen, you all thought we were just through with all these.
I thought you were
going to
get me when you had Bobby.
Excuse me?
I thought you were going to get me when you had Bobby on.
Well, Bobby, he was running, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, let's just back up for a minute. This is a young lady, beautiful mayor, just like the mayor of Latonya. Note to self, I cannot compete with these powerful women here in Metro Atlanta. But we have right now the mayor of Grayson. And she has done some tremendous movements. And Bobby, and it wasn't great for Bobby to talk about voting. Now, as a mayor, and you heard the mayor of Latonya, can you tell us first, why should we vote?
Well, it's your right. You know, it's a privilege and a right all at the same time. It lumps into... This is your city. I mean, I'm lucky enough to be the one sitting up there in front of you, but I'm only as strong as you let me be, and I can only do things that my citizens let me do. And without citizen support in the voting booth and in council meetings and in everyday life, that's what we need. You know, there's not a mayor out there that can do anything on their own. They can't. We're lucky enough to have incredible councils that support us, and incredible citizens that support us. And without that, I mean, without our citizens voting, we can't do anything.
Well, you have changed the city of Grayson. As a matter of fact, I went, just a couple of days ago, Grayson Parkway, and it's the beautification of Grayson. And now, let me ask you now, do you have the voting on the 3rd, yes, tomorrow?
We do not.
Okay, so you already told you don't have, but can you talk about what the need for most people like yourself? See, hey, I could, you know, I know Obama. I'm a national news editor, National Press Club member, and I can go to the White House. But the thing is, you're probably, I could contact you like I'm talking to you now, and you're like, Tom, I'm busy, I don't know. But guess what, you're on the show tonight, and thank you so much.
I am.
This is why it's so important for every American from whatever city you're located in, state, is to be able to vote and to become connected with the city council and the mayor of the city. What is the benefit of voting locally?
Well, I'm a firm believer that government is better when government is little. And by that, I'm referring to the city level. You know, when you've got a problem with your road having a pothole in it, you're not going to call your state senator. You're going to call your mayor. And I hear about him, I promise. And I promise. Met with a paving company this morning. But in doing that, it's most everyone's problems can be solved at a local level. And, I mean, I've even had people that have issues that I have to go to the county or to the state for them on their behalf. But, you know, when you want the speed limit changed on your road, you don't call your state senator again. You call me. But in saying that, understand that while I think that government is best when it's little, I also think that government is best when it's got local controls. And,
right.
And it's very easy for someone to pick up the phone and call me and tell me they didn't like their power bill. Or they
wow.
think they have a water leak because their water bill was three times what it was last month. It's people are more comfortable, and I heard you mention this earlier, but people are more comfortable with the people that they see eating with them at the Waffle House and with the people that they shop with at Kroger. And when those people know how to reach you, then you're going to know what's going on in their life, and you're going to be able to help them more, whether it's an issue that you really need to get involved in or not, or whether it's an issue of they're just having trouble feeding their family and you refer them to the local co-op, which Dave Emanuel and I are very active in.
Right.
So,
can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, I love our local Southeast Gwinnett co-op. It's, you know, Dave and his wife created a group several years ago called Give Hunger the Boot. And it is his mission to make sure that there is not a hungry child or a hungry person, period, in Snellville. And Grayson kind of tag-teamed with him back in January, and we had a great time doing that. The co-op now is located inside the city limits of Grayson. So we are constantly playing battles with each other. And when he finishes this campaign he run in tomorrow, we're going to have a little more fun with it. But the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op feeds hundreds of families a month. They are getting ready to go into their Christmas lights program where parents can go there to shop for Christmas. It's just a phenomenal program, and Laura Drake and Ivy Hudson do such a great job with them that I'm just lucky to have them here.
Well, can you give your contact information? And moreover, as we come into the holiday season, and this is why we're talking about change, the time has changed. Now, we have Trisha Bailey, my co-host tonight. She's going to blow your mind on what she's doing, and we need your help as well. But can you give your contact information as far as how people can donate, during this particular end of the season for, missions like Give Hunger the Boot, and how people can volunteer? And most important thing I tell people is that, depression sometimes sets in when the daylight changes and you have an extra hour of darkness. Mm-hmm. That's what Bobby, but I'm not going to say what Bobby said. You heard him. But
I heard him.
And sometimes you got to focus on others to help yourself. And can you give your contact information? I am so thankful, Mayor Wilkerson. Can you give your contact information?
Absolutely. I'm A. Wilkerson, so I'm AWILKERSON at cityofgrayson.org.
And those who might want to donate or those who might want to volunteer, is that the same?
Absolutely. Get in touch with me, and I will shoot you over to Laura or Ivy One at the co-op. They have lists that have already been circulating for Christmas presents this year. They can help you with whatever you're looking for, whether it be wanting to participate or whether or not you have a need. One of
Let
the
me
things
ask you one
I
question.
Can tell you, yeah, sure.
Have you ever had collard green ice cream?
No. I only eat collard greens once a year, and that's on January 1st.
Excuse me?
I only eat collard greens on January 1st, and then they have to be soaked and diced in some serious pepper sauce. I've tried it.
Doctor, Mama, hey, Mama, get on. Mama, get on. Tell her a little bit about collard green ice cream. Hey, it's almost, Mayor, it's almost like the very first time I came, from Chicago, came down, and they're like, have you ever had carrot cake? I said, carrot cake? Ugh. I'm like, who? What? And that's one of my favorite cakes now. But, Dr. Nabantu, she is the founder and national founder of, and most important thing, we all need to work together about how to eat healthier throughout the holiday season without gaining 20 pounds. this is the only way Jenny Craig, you know, stays in business, you know, because we gained 20 pounds throughout the holiday season. And Dr. Navantu, can you just tell her, can you tell her you're going to get her a little pint of collard green ice cream? Doctor?
Maybe she's having some ice cream right now, Tom.
Oh, yeah, she's home. Well,
maybe
she's scooping it up right now for you. But listen, here's the thing. We had the show, and this is Trisha Bailey. She's my co-host. You've probably seen the new series and Supergirl and, you know, Superman and all this other stuff. Most important thing is Trisha Bailey. I think we maybe talked before or not. But it's about looking out for each other. And the lookout lady, is, well, she started as a lookout girl. Trisha, can you give a little bit of background about the lookout lady?
Sure, Tom. The lookout lady started out first as a lookout girl. And at about 12 years old, I got that name from a family member of mine who said, he said they wanted to name me that because they felt that I was responsible and taking care of the family. For example, you know, I would run errands for the family, you know, like go to the store, that kind of thing, as a young girl. You know, I would braid people's hair, you know, whatever my mom needed, you know, I was basically there for them. So they gave me that name, the lookout girl. So as I got to be older, I wanted to come up with a concept, and the only thing I could think of was the lookout lady, because the lookout girl has grown up. So that's why I came up with the concept of lookout lady. And basically what a lookout lady does is just look out for your safety. And that's what I advocate for, is safety, which is no texting and driving. And I look out for our children, seniors, the women, men, and our communities in the world. And that's what my whole concept is, just looking out for your safety and for your health.
Mary Alice, she also wears a cape.
Ooh.
Yes, I do wear a cape. Yeah. And Alice, I met you last year. Well, no, this year. I met you at a concert that you had with one of the B-52s was there. I met you.
You were at Gimme Shelter.
Yes, I was there.
Awesome. Yay. Did you have fun?
Yes. And that was awesome. I know you're bringing a lot of things to Grayson, and I will be coming there, hopefully to do some work with you with the co-op. I would love to come and help you with that.
Ooh, I would love that.
In costume.
In costume. That's even better. Do you have an extra cape?
I got
it. Oh!
I got an extra one, yes.
My staff gave me a tiara for my birthday last year, so...
Well, let me just tell you, you're a tremendous woman of power. All of them are, you know, who are still listening. I see so many phone numbers on the switchboard right now. I can't really identify you. Dr. No, are you there? I think she's still scooping ice cream. But I want to say thank you so much, Mayor, you know, Allison, for taking time out. But the most important thing is what we're doing is in our DNA. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's nothing that we can really explain. If it's not in you, no, you can't explain why you do it. Because a lot of people, they go and they work their 40 hours and they click the time, you know, clock and boom, 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 you know. And they go home and I don't want to see work until Monday. And grew up with my mother and my father, who were committed community leaders and committed to doing a lot of things, family children services, the school systems. We have Anderson Livesey Elementary School. Mayor Allison, I wish you could have come to our event this past week. This was like packed. And all these little kids, and they all call me Uncle Tommy. And this is why we vote. This is why we vote. There's a certain thing, the ordinances that maybe you can vote if you're not in Grayson or wherever you are, is to check on the ability to get air conditioning for your schools, traffic lights, safety, more police, you know, security for your community. I want to just ask you, Mayor, can you close out the show by challenging Snellville? Listen, Dave Emanuel is probably listening.
No, Dave's too busy working the phone tonight.
challenge Dave for me, please.
Well, you know, we've been kicking around an idea we've been playing with for a while. So when Dave finishes his stomping he's going to give tomorrow, Snowville has a new mayor by this time tomorrow night, then
yes.
Dave and I, our next project is to start paying off the mortgage for the co-op.
All right. Can the lookout lady and Too Much Tea, Tom Livesey help?
Absolutely. We are doing our Martin Luther King Jr. drive again this year. So the cities of Snowville and Grayson will be challenging each other in January who can produce the most food for the co-op. And we will be working on Dr. King's birthday at the co-op, sorting and stacking and putting up food and doing what we do.
Well, thank you all so much for being on the show. And thank you, Mayor. Dr. No, I think she's packing you some collard green ice cream. But it's almost like the carrot cake I was trying to, you know, refer to you. It's not collard green tasting, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't like carrot cake either.
Yeah. You're a hard one.
No, but I did have ribs down at your dad's place a couple of weeks ago, so.
Really?
I will
go down
there.
Guess what?
Let me just do those.
Anytime. I can do those a little bit better. But thank you
anytime.
So much. And any time that you need exposure, and I want to ask you for help for the merchants, organizations in Grayson that need to have media exposure between now and Christmas, please contact Tom Livesey. Befriend me on Facebook, Tom, TomLivesey, or email me at TLivesey, TLIV as in victory, SEYFLNB at yahoo.com. You can contact me 678-580-0757. I'm doing an article talk show campaign trying to help others, and we have to stop being afraid to help each other. And just like you and Dave, it's like Trish and I and the doctor and, you know, Latonya Mir, we see no color.
And Larry DeVille.
We only see our own.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Y'all have a good evening. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.